Hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful, marvelous, fun time, good time episode of Tims and Stilettos. I'm your favorite safe driver, Davina.
Throwing shots. Throwing shots. And I'm a funny guy. Wow.
And here we're starting the show off. Yes. You know, you got to keep it spicy. Okay. Spicy. Okay. And here we are today.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, indeed. Happy Friday.
Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Monday. Bam, 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 bam.
You still remember that.
I'm still going to do it. And you know, I have like all week to find the bells that I'm thinking of in my head.
And you don't find
and
them.
And I don't, because I don't look for them. No.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
All right. How you doing today?
Good? I'm great. I had a great day at work. It was nice and quiet.
I was going to ask somebody. I ain't going to put you on the spot on there.
Ask me.
How was your date the other day?
It was good.
Okay.
It was good.
Now back to the topic.
Wow.
See, I had to tell you. I said I wanted to ask you online. You said go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
It's cool.
It was good.
All right, so today's topic, I'm stuck between the two. I don't know which
eeny,
one to go
meeny,
with.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If it hollers, let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. My mother told me to tell you to, I forgot.
Mind your mother. You damn stupid, bitch. Not no, know 2 + 2 is, bitch.
Yeah, long titty, no nipple having, bitch.
All right, so today's episode, we're going to talk about. See, I'm just stuck between two topics.
Go off with whichever. Okay, do A and B, and I'll just say A or B.
Okay. A or B?
B.
Okay, so we're going to talk about poly relationships.
Who relationships?
Poly.
Oh, damn, I should have picked A. Damn. Okay, let's go.
All right, let's
no.
go.
No.
No.
No, right. The answer is no. Right. For me, it's no. You know, I feel like I actually watched.
Don't they have a show called Poly Life, something like that?
Sister Wives. They do have one called Sister Wives on one of those channels.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do have one called Sister Wives.
Sister Wives.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
One husband, and I think it's three wives.
What?
Maybe four. And then there was another show where couples were actually looking for their new wife.
What?
So, yeah, it was like there was an African-American couple on there. There was, I believe, a Spanish couple and then the Caucasian couples. But they were like looking for.
To add somebody to the phone.
Yeah, to have another wife.
And how many was in the rest? How many was in there already?
It varied.
Wow.
Some it was they were looking for their first. I don't want to say extra because that just sounds weird. But their first additional partner. And then some already had like two and they were looking for their third and things like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I want to say it was TLC. I want to say these shows are on TLC.
I might have to catch up on these.
I didn't watch them.
And
because I have no interest.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like a new way of life now. People are more accepting of the lifestyle now.
Hats off to you. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who don't want to share.
Would you do it?
I mean, maybe.
Would you do it?
Maybe.
If you were married.
Mm-hmm. And my wife said she wanted a girlfriend. Hell yeah.
Time. That was going to be where I went with
but
it.
But then she was like, maybe.
Let's get a wife and a husband.
A wife and a husband?
Yeah.
So you bring another couple into it?
No,
so
they might not know each other. No. You could be like, oh, Sarah Jane. Let's bring Sarah Jane into the fold. And then later on down the line, you meet Marcus and you bring Marcus into the fold. Mm-hmm.
I would have to think about that.
Okay.
I mean, to be totally honest with you, we all live a poly life until we settle down. You know why? Because we don't know when you're friends or you're dating somebody
you
with somebody else.
They,
so
they
basically in a poly relationship, poly life anyway, because they see whoever they want to see, and you know. But yeah, that I mean, for men, I think it's a I don't think a lot of men are comfortable with having another husband. And,
why?
But I've seen where there's this lady who has her own show. She has two husbands. She has a husband and a boyfriend.
On YouTube?
On YouTube? I think
Passion,
so.
Passion Jones, I think her name is.
I think so.
Black girl. Mm-hmm. She used to be heavy and she lost weight and mm-hmm. she does like a lot of reviews. I want to say it's Passion Jones because I just watched her interview. Mm-hmm. It was her husband, and their right. new.
That's what I saw the interview. Okay. I saw that interview. And I was like, "Oh wow, that's a good topic to talk about."
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
It kept me captivated. I enjoyed the questions.
Yeah, a lot of people have. It works for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
Especially for somebody that definitely wants more.
Right.
You know, you get the best of both worlds. You have them both in your life. You have both bring money into the house.
Right.
You have both big things happen. You know, all three of y'all. So it's definitely.
Now, keep in mind, they have kids.
Yeah.
The husband right. and mm-hmm. her, they have kids. And they talked about bringing another. I don't think they said if it'd be a male or a female.
They said a female.
They did say a yes. female. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they'll be bringing in another female.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's nothing wrong with this, but I also think the husband is bisexual also.
Mm. And you think the boyfriend is too?
He said he is.
Oh, that's why it works so well. Mm-hmm. He gets a little bit of it too.
If they, because sometimes they don't.
Interact well.
Interact, yes.
That's the word we're looking for.
Yes, thank okay. you.
But we know what we really was trying to say. But anyway, if they're both bisexual, then it would work.
But that doesn't mean that they sleep with each other.
Why not?
Because it could be just about her. There are some poly relationships where they don't...
Interact. It's just all about the woman?
No, not just about the woman. It could just be all about the guy, where the guy just flip-flops between Sarah Jane and Keisha.
Okay. Well, you know, most people know about the guy into women poly life. A lot of people don't really look and see a woman and two guys.
Right. But now here's my question. For men,
mm-hmm.
are you just saying you're into poly life so you can be the cool guy on campus with the two wives?
I mean, if you're really about that life, then you know what it details and you know
correct.
What's...
But do you think everybody who says they're poly, especially with it popping up and being a popularity thing mm-hmm. now, they really are into it, or are they just saying that?
Some like the lifestyle. Some like the fact that they have two women. Some and they want to call it poly when they actually just having threesomes. They're not really
correct.
They're not really in a relationship. It's not really a dynamic that's formed between
right.
all three.
And that's
them.
My question. Like, do you think they're just saying poly because it makes it more acceptable
right.
to say I practice the poly lifestyle as opposed to just saying I want to fuck two girls at the same time.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it goes both ways, actually. I'm sure some people are actually in the lifestyle and some people are just doing it to just say they have two women.
Okay. Now, would you, if your wife...
Mm-hmm.
Or girlfriend, because not everybody is married who practice this lifestyle.
Right.
Your first person came to you and said, let's get another wife.
So we already have a poly, and then we already have a woman.
No, you don't have one. It's you two.
Oh, so my girlfriend comes to me and says, let's get another woman. And she comes to me and say that?
Yeah, because shouldn't y'all have a conversation about it?
I mean, my enemy is like, oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, let's do that shit.
Okay.
But then the man side of me is like, all right, so what's the plus of having this woman come into our life? Like, what does she add to us that we need?
If she don't feel like having sex, you got her. Somebody to help around the house if you have little babies. Or just practice that lifestyle.
Knowing me, I mean... The inner kid me, the inner me, the man me is like, hell yeah, let's do this shit. But it has to make sense to me.
Okay.
It definitely has to make sense in order for us to actually bring another woman into our life. Because I don't think just doing it just to be inside or be part of a lifestyle is something that I need to be a part of. I mean, if you want to bring a wife and another woman in because you want to have fun with another girl, then that's a conversation we have, and we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely going to need to have a conversation about it for okay. sure.
All right. If Richard came to me and was like, honey, how about we bring another woman into the fold?
Uh-huh.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm good. I'm good. I know that that's not something I would be okay with.
Okay.
I know that that's something that I wouldn't want to practice. I know that being intimate with another woman is something that does nothing for me.
Okay.
So I'm not going to pretend and be like, yeah, let's give it a try.
Okay.
And I would hope Richard or whomever else, if that's the lifestyle that you live, mm-hmm. I would prefer you tell me sooner than later.
Right. There's definitely a conversation that needs to happen in the beginning stages of us talking. Correct. And beginning to know each other because
correct.
There's nothing more out, not gonna say outlandish, but nothing more shocking than coming in the room and say, well, you ready for this girlfriend? And you're like, what?
Like, yeah, I've been like, this way forever.
Well, you never said this to me. Like, so why all of a sudden you want to do it now?
Fun fact. There are people on Facebook dating mm-hmm. who put it out there. What? Like, yeah, I'm married and you we're said, looking for a third.
You said that was a fun fact?
Yeah, it's a fun fact.
Facebook dating is full of threesome connections?
No, I'm not going to say full of it. Well, Facebook dating is full of it. But I'm not going to say men or people. I don't know the woman's side. Mm-hmm. But men, there aren't a lot of men on Facebook dating saying, I'm in the poly life, come be in the poly life with me. Mm-hmm. But I, in the past, have come across men who actively are in the poly lifestyle and they are looking for that new wife. Uh-huh. And they're very upfront about it. There are people who, yeah, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm a swinger. So, oh, and that's another thing. Are we confusing poly life with swingers?
Well,
oh, fun.
Well, swingers are just people that just like to go out and have fun with different people from time to time.
Correct.
They don't want to necessarily all the time in their household.
Right. But there are people who are in a relationship together who swing together.
Right.
So, you know, are we confusing poly life with swinger life?
I used to date somebody who used to like go to swinger parties and all that. That was different. That was a different scene.
You went?
Yeah, I went a couple of times. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
I mean, to each his own, whatever floats your boat, but
it wasn't my type of lifestyle, but
How many times did you go? Did you participate or did you just go?
I went.
Did you participate?
I went.
Did you
participate? I went.
I'm asking you a very specific question.
So,
did you participate?
Swingers and
did the peen go in the vagine of someone other than the person that you went with?
Oh, you trying that's to be participation?
That's yes. Did you participate?
Did I raise my hand and say tag me and coach?
Right.
I went.
He's pleading the fifth.
I am pleading the fifth on all the grounds right. that it may incriminate me. That's what you plead the fifth.
Yes, I know what pleading the fifth means, but oh, all right. Hey. Ain't none of your friends' business. Ain't none of your friends' business. That's not the beat, but that's the song by Genuine. Ain't that a Genuine song?
It is.
Okay, see?
Okay.
Boom. I told you I'm going to start dropping bombs and having a song for the episode.
I just want to say you have been very consistent with a song that goes with, you've been definitely.
Thank you. Telephone.
Sorry.
We recording.
We definitely have been consistent with that. And your songs have been coming through whenever
you need them.
I have to say that is the absolute truth you have. Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I know, but this booster shot is actually making me tired now. I feel tired.
The who?
I got my booster shot today.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be asleep all day tomorrow.
So, poly life, isn't for everybody. I know a couple people who actually do it, who actually live in that life. And
currently?
Yeah.
And how do they like it?
But, you know, it's for different reasons. Two of them I know are Muslim. So their religion allows them
to have more than one wife.
Right.
Don't you think that's kind of one-sided? The religion will let a man have more than one wife, but a woman can't have more than one husband.
Don't question the religion. That's the way it is.
No, I can question the religion. I can't question God. I can question the religion.
Okay.
Like, isn't that kind of one-sided, though?
That's the religion. That's how it goes. I mean, I never ask questions about why it's like that or anything else like that.
Of course not, because you're a man.
I mean, I don't really see a lot of women want more than one husband. Well, you know what? Nowadays, a lot of women do want more than one man.
Well, as you've stated before, there are some women who have, I need a ride man, I'm hungry man, I want to go clubbing man, I need a hotel, or I want to go out of town man. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it that way, sure. Now, would that fall under a poly lifestyle?
No, it wouldn't. That's just having a man for different occasions.
Okay. I only think of you, woo! On two occasions. I'm just saying.
That's day and night.
And I go for broke.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Moving on.
So, no, it's a no for you for poly life.
Oh, it's definitely a no for me for poly life.
I wouldn't say no, but it would definitely have to be worth us both doing it.
So you would consider it?
I would consider it, especially if
would they? She need a PowerPoint
She could definitely bring a PowerPoint with slides.
Okay,
that'd be great. And then if she also
wants to bring the models of the type of women that would be a part of it,
and if she could pull up data that shows the pros and cons of moving into this lifestyle.
Okay.
Having the types of women that would be considered for the relationship would be a plus. That would be a plus. I mean,
all right. Actually, would you want to test the waters?
No, I don't need to test the waters. Just a conversation and just
okay.
Because you know, when you have a poly life, it's not about sexualism. It's really a chemistry. It's mental. And
if you're in it for the right reason, players,
right? Y'all have the same game plan, and y'all all have the same mind frame. So it would definitely be a mindful thing that you would definitely want to connect with that person that's coming in. Same way you connected with the one you're with.
Right.
You want to be on, not if, ain't no way you're going to connect with somebody you're with, but you'll be close enough to let them be close.
Right.
That first connection is never going to be the same with somebody else.
Right. I think people date before they fully commit to that particular person to be in the relationship.
Yeah, I think so as well. Dating is key to anything, what you're doing, whether it be poly life, whether it be swinging. You have to find and talk to the people to see if this.
Do you talk at swinger parties? Or do you just.
Yeah, people go buy you a drink. Some be like, suck your dick. Let me take your drink off your dick.
Yes, and no for me, dog. I'm not, no.
And then you have the different playrooms, you know, things like that you can go into. It's not bad. I mean, it's a different atmosphere, but it's not bad. Why are you holding your head like that?
Okay. It's not for me.
Of course.
You know, no judgment. If that's what
you want in your life, then go for it.
So live your life.
You said one song. This is like the third one.
You know, I'm just, it's, hey.
You were smoking. You high, Smokey?
I don't do that. Yes, I'm on a natural high. Shit. I have sugar, though.
What's in that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You want to spike it today?
Mm-mm.
All right, cool.
No, it's just sugar.
Today's your Friday. I'm surprised.
It's at home in a refrigerator.
Oh. So, yeah. So, poly life is definitely something that's just like more and more seen in the public eye now. You see a lot of people talking about it more. Even a lot of other podcasters are talking about poly life and things like that. Just the other day, I was listening to the radio, and Moneybagg Yayo's girlfriend was on the radio.
I don't know who that is.
He's a rapper, and his girlfriend was on the radio, and she was like, yeah, I like women. I dated a woman for 3 years. Like, I, you know, yeah, he enjoys the fact that I bring girls home, but for, it's more of a fun for me because I enjoy women. So, you know, more and more people
But is that poly or is that just bringing a co-star
to... Well, because it's not poly, but it's like...
Supporting cast, not co-stars.
Bringing a supporting cast in because the woman likes a woman. You know, nine times out of ten, you hear a man saying bring a woman in, but, you know, a lot of women like women and they want to bring a woman in too as well.
That seemed like a lot of work for a man.
Why does it seem like a lot of work?
Because now you have two women who you have to please, and that level of concentration just seems like a lot.
I mean,
I'm okay.
If it's something you're really into, I mean, you.
But how do you do that?
The best way you can, you go for it.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems. It might seem like, as a woman, it just seems like somebody might be get cold because you're just sitting there naked watching
the guy with another girl. But you're supposed to be involved with that whole situation. When the guy is with a girl, you're supposed to be there doing things as well. Put it on her face so that way you won't feel left out. You know what I mean? Or put it in his face. When you know what I mean? Like, okay. You got to put yourself in the situation. You can't just watch
you
from the sideline.
You can't tag me in, coach. You got to.
No, you got to just assert yourself.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Now you're a cheerleader.
Yes. Go team.
Thanks to everybody that tuned into our live on Monday who came in and showed us some love. Yes. We appreciate
Even
it.
Even though Instagram cut us off.
I know, yeah. Instagram was hating, but it got back on. It came back. We came back.
And for like another hour.
I don't know what happened, but.
Y'all kept me up past my bedtime.
Don't forget Monday. We're going live again at 7, y'all. Don't forget.
I'm working there from home, so I got to put my hair on.
Oh, Lord. I'm not working from home, but I'm going to put my hair on too, just in case.
Did I have one? Did I have hair on or did I have a hat on?
Do you have a hat on? Actually, you had a scarf on.
Okay.
Yeah. You look like Aunt Jemima.
Lies and fabrications. I ain't never going to go that far on camera because we don't know who be watching, okay?
Nah, but. So, but don't forget to tune in tonight, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to be doing live again. Make sure y'all tune in and get your topics ready. Any questions, any comments, any concerns, whatever you want to talk about, let's get it in.
What was your second topic?
Friend zones. I because we was talking about it on a live and everybody was talking about friend zones and how do you know when you're friend zoned. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, let's talk about that. You know, that would be a good way to talk about something on the show because a lot of people had something to say about it or had their own thoughts about how you become friend zoned or how you get friend zoned. So I was like, oh, excuse me. I was like, why not?
Are you boring?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
I know people looking at these YouTube videos like, yo, they bugged out. There's something wrong.
We always have fun, though. Okay, so friend zone. How do you know if you're friend zone?
What the internet say? And is it a girl or is it a woman that wrote that article?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read an article on it. There is a movie, He's Just Not That Into You, that I believe that was a book.
I saw that movie.
And then
movie.
They turned it into a movie. And there are, I guess, like 10 rules or 10 things to look out for if he's just not that into you.
Okay.
But my whole thing is I shouldn't have to go digging and diving and playing Inspector Gadget to find out if you're not that into me. Just tell me.
Right.
You can tell someone you're not that into them without being disrespectful.
And leading them on.
And leading them on.
Like, all right, see, this is the thing for, I'm not going to say a lot of men. A lot of men don't care. They'll tell you they don't like you. They don't want you.
Oh, that's
right. And hurt your feelings because, you know, some men are cohort like that. But for a man that cares about a woman's feelings, it's harder for him to just be like, especially if you know a woman likes you or have feelings for you, to just be like, I don't really like you like that. We're cool. But because either way you say it, you're still going to hurt that person because they already have a they like you.
Right.
So it's going to, the rejection itself is still going to be hurtful.
Of course, that sting is always going to be there. So, but I would rather you tell me sooner than later and let me.
It's hard to do that. So
deal with it and get over it.
So, for instance, like sometimes I think the best way to do it is just off of a conversation. If, you know, if the conversation comes up like, so, you know, I would like to take you out, something like that, you just politely be like, hey, listen, I think I really appreciate it. I really appreciate that. But, that's not the direction I want to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to waste your time. If that's where the way you want to go, I don't see that in my future right now.
Right.
So I mean, that's probably like the easiest way to turn somebody down.
That should be the only it's way
just,
to turn
it's
them down.
Just be like, yeah, I don't see that. What's the direction I'm heading right now?
Right.
And it's either you respect it, but you know, you can, it's never no one thing. Woman, once you say that, it's like, but what direction are you going? How you getting there?
I think
which way are you going?
I don't think that's every woman. But you know, there are a lot of women
that want to know the
who, what, when, where, why, and how.
Right.
Was there anything I can do to make you change your mind? Right. What can I do to change your mind? Or there are the women who try harder because they think buying you a new pair of Jordans, buying you the new Madden.
You can never buy love. You can never buy somebody's love. Buying somebody's love will never make that person want to be around you for you. They're around you. And 9 times out of 10, when you buy themselves, they probably don't even want to take it. But it's more insulting to not take it than to take it.
Right. Well, you got them scrub ass dudes who would be like, yo, I'm about to get the new Jordans from her because she did. You remember the episode of Fresh Prince where Will, the girl kept buying them the motorcycle, the leather jacket, the tickets to the game and all that other stuff. And then when he was like, yeah, I don't like you like that. She was like, give me my shit back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
I've never asked for my stuff back, though. If I've ever been with somebody, I've never asked
for it back because when I bought it because I wanted you to have it.
I ain't gonna for I'll be, I wanted to, like, go and break some shit that I bought just because I've. But that was because I was hurt because my feelings was really involved with this person. And,
that's fair.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm gonna break that shit. Like. But I was like, you know what? I'll leave.
I bust the windows out your car.
It wasn't about busting the windows out of the car. It was a grill.
It was a song.
It was a grill. I wanted to
a barbecue
it.
Grill?
Yeah. But I was like, fuck it. You know, let it enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. So friend zone. I think if you're a mature person, you can handle it with care. Yes, feelings are going to get hurt. It's an undeniable thing because if someone really likes you, their feelings are going to get hurt.
But then there's also the part when you tell people that a friendship is what you're looking for right now, and then as the friendship continues and it grows,
they start liking you more,
and then it gets awkward because now it's like, do I stop the friendship now? Because now she's not getting it. She's like trying, you know, we're cool, but now it's like she's adding more into it and it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, because a lot of people say the whole,
oh yeah, that's cool with me. I like that. I'm fine with that.
Or they say, like, they might hear the person saying, oh, I want a relationship, but I want to start out as friends first. Mm-hmm. So they think, we're in the friend part, so maybe he'll wake up one morning and look at me and be like, let's, yeah, no, I'm good. Once you reject, and it is a rejection, no matter how you look at it, it is a rejection. Once you do that, I kind of look at you differently. Like, I take that.
Personally?
No, it's not that I take it personally. I take it as a...
Disrespect?
No. Be quiet and let my thoughts come together so I can tell you what I'm thinking.
Don't take it personal, baby.
Baby, 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 baby. No, I take it as, okay, if we're going to be friends, we're going to be friends.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to look at you...
differently.
...in that romantic sense anymore.
Right.
If I was interested in you and you're like, you know what, Davina, you're a cool person. I see us being friends forever. Cool.
Right.
That's tunnel vision. I'm never going to look at you like, I wonder what would have happened. Oh, maybe if I do this, he'll look at me differently. Let me show some cleavage. Let me show my extended back and he'll want me.
Your extended back. Wait a minute. Wait, you try to slide that in. Wait.
I don't have a booty, so I have.
Time out. Go ahead, continue.
I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe if I show that, he'll be like, let me see what could be.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm not gonna do that, and I would hope that if the tables were turned, you would feel the same way. Like, okay, cool. We're just gonna have a bomb ass friendship,
right?
And leave it at that, because I think, and this is going into a topic that we talked about before, I think men and women can have bomb ass friendships.
They can. They really can.
But you have to sometimes take that emotional part out of it and just be like I'm not gonna call you like I call my homegirls, but I know if I'm like, I got a question about this dude that I like, I know I can pick up the phone and call you and be like, so there's this guy that I like and I'm thinking about doing this, and you either gonna tell me that's a great idea or don't do that because you're gonna look soft, you're gonna look like a sucker or whatever.
Of course.
So, you know, it's just, I feel like that can happen. So I'm just saying, ladies, fellas, if you like someone and they don't, but you feel like you can still have some sort of platonic relationship, do it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because you could be in a platonic relationship with somebody, that person could lead you to your person. Just saying.
True story.
You never know.
That's a true story.
So that's all.
But I just think sometimes when it comes to friendship and it comes to dating, a lot of people just want to skip the friendship part of dating, and they want to just jump right into, hey, this is my man. And I think the parts that's missing in dating is being friends. And sometimes, how do you feel about this? Like, when in the friendship phase, do you think that there should be any sexual activity when y'all in a friendship phase, or do you think it should just be a friendship phase until y'all get into a dating phase and then sex is incorporated?
I think you should wait till you get into the dating phase, because sex can muddle views. It can, like, if you blow somebody's back out, male or female, them feelings gonna shift.
Shift?
Yeah, they gonna shift. So I think, until you know for sure, you shouldn't incorporate the sex into it. And if you are dating and you have slept together, and then it's like, this is not going to work, don't ever sleep together again. Don't ever sleep together again, because the other person, A, can feel like, well, you led me on. B, it can still muddle your viewpoint, because it's like, okay, I don't like her like that, but I know I can get the booty. So y'all are like in that hazy area, right? Y'all in an entanglement when you don't need to be. Because then when you go out and you meet your person and she's like, well, I thought she or he, I thought we were
working towards
this, and you like, yeah, but I really don't like you like that. And then you're like, but you were still sleeping with me, you know. So either way, take sex off the table. If you just want to be friends, don't introduce it. And if you have introduced it and you feel like that's not the road you want to go down, stop.
But you know, you're two consensual adults, and sometimes y'all both have an itch that need to be scratched. Don't scratch each other's itch.
No, I'm not going to say that, because you are right. Everybody needs to be on the same page.
Right. But
don't have me thinking one thing, But if we're on the same page, as far as I know you don't want to take it to that next level,
right,
then I've made that decision.
Right.
If you're thinking it and you haven't told me, you've made a decision for me, because I might not want to sleep with you after you say, I only want to be your friend.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, honesty is always the best policy.
Always.
You know, it goes far either way you look at it.
Correct. So, correct.
It's always good to let a woman make a decision for herself, then you make a decision for her. Well, men gonna go with it regardless, because men are just...
Richard wouldn't. Davina, you know, I really wish you would have told me, because my body is sacred.
That's how Richard really would be? That's how
Because he's sensitive.
A little bitch, that's what he is.
Don't talk about my Richie like that. My Richie Pill.
He's a little bitch.
No, he's sensitive.
But friendship goes a long way.
Yes.
And if you never know. You could meet somebody today and become great friends with them.
Correct.
And you know, it's all in the attitudes and the friendship between you and that person.
Correct. I agree.
But you know when you're being friend zone though. If you like somebody and you
the energy changes.
I don't really think energy shifts. I just think that you just know from how conversations go.
The energy has shifted. That retro Mercury or retrograde or whatever, the stars get discombobulated. Something changed where you know. And a lot of times, I can speak for women, a lot of times when we ask, what are we?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this going? Mm-hmm. We have felt that shift.
Well,
and it's like confirming what we already know lot of the time.
Y'all could spoil a wet dream if y'all really wanted to.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you know, y'all could just be eating popcorn, chilling, and then you'd be like, I have a question. And that right there just fucks everything up. Why do y'all have questions at the wrong time?
When is the right time?
The right time is... anytime. We could be talking.
You just said, right. So how can I spoil something?
Right. What I mean, like, if we're watching a movie and we're chilling, we're watching a movie, and then the movie goes, we watch a movie on TV and it goes to commercial, you're like, I have a question. Why?
Because it could be something in the movie that triggered us. It could be
it's not even a question.
We want you relaxed when we ask our questions, because we want to catch y'all off guard so you don't have time to rehearse your answer.
We want a natural
reaction.
We don't rehearse
lies
answers.
And fabrication.
We don't rehearse answers.
Lies and fabrication.
I think y'all rehearse y'all questions though.
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yes, that's not true. I think about what I'm going to ask.
Y'all be rehearsing them questions, because the way y'all come at it so calm and perfectly, like y'all did a PowerPoint essay on how to bring it out, what time, what would be the right time, what's the scenario going to be, and you're like, oh, this is it right here.
Exactly.
Ask the question.
Yes. I saw a TikTok where the guy was like, if she got 2 A's in her name, she practiced arguments in her head. I took offense to that, because I have 2 A's in my name.
You do?
I do.
Do you practice arguments?
I do. I do. And somebody else said
I know a lot of people with 2 A's
flats.
In their name. I just want to say, I ain't going to call your name out, because I ain't going to put y'all on blast, but I'm about to ask y'all if y'all all practice arguments in y'all head with y'all double A's names.
Both my sisters.
I mean, if you do it, they all do it.
Two of my cousins.
Y'all are all alike.
My cousin who joins the live sometime, mm-hmm. She got 2 A's in her name. Her sister, 2 A's.
Lord have mercy.
No, my mama don't.
They was buying a lot of vowels back in the days.
Another one of my cousins do. Only one of my first female cousins doesn't.
Wow. Huh.
But she cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs anyway. So.
Wow. She Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah. She cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I said it. Fight me. She 5'0". She can't win.
Those are the ones that reach for stuff.
She can't win. I've been taller than her since I was like 12.
Mm. So you're just going to rub it in that you're taller?
Yes.
You're rude.
No. I can do that to her. Can't nobody else do it to her. So it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Well, anyway, ladies, if you have two A's in your name, are you starting your own arguments and are you answering?
No, we're not starting our own arguments. We practice them.
Oh, y'all practice them in your head.
Yeah. And like after I argue with somebody, I sometimes go back because I think of another valid point. But hey, you know what? When you said this, yeah, I wasn't fully prepared. So this is what I meant to say.
But it's over with.
It's not over. Because you're going to do it again. So it's not over.
So it's going to come back up?
Yeah.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason why.
I literally today, I guess this is, proves the point, people practice their arguments in their head. I used to date this person and I thought about some shit that happened when we were dating like last year. I'm like, that motherfucker. Like, I really did think that today. Like, damn. Yeah. I'm about to get mad all over again. Anyway.
The things that y'all women do to yourselves.
Yeah, that was torture. That I literally, I did torture myself today. But it's okay, because I had a great conversation with someone else, and it was wonderful.
Ooh.
Friends, no, not like that. Friends to the end, though. Like Chucky. Heidi ho, ha, ha, ha.
But yeah, so back to the topic of friend zoning.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most common thing, sign of you feel you being friend zoned? The most common sign?
Conversation change. We go from talking about the future or getting together to, what's up, friend? How was your day? How was your day? Grand rising, beautiful queen. I hope you slept well. Oh, you are such a beautiful human being, and I wish the sun would just shine on you even in the 0 degree weather, and you just stay warm, and I hope you get to work safe and get back home safe too. GM, you friend zoned me. Yeah.
Or maybe he's seen something, or you said something to him that turned him off.
Okay, that's fine too. But 9 times out of 10, you friend zone me.
Well, let's talk about this. So what do you do when you're talking to somebody and you like them and you want to, you know, you like them and you want to date them, and then they say something that like just turns your switch?
I stop talking to them.
Or you ghost them?
Yep.
You take it too long to answer, yep. Yep, you ghost them.
Not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes. Or I do what I just said that they do to me. I go from good morning, how are you, have a wonderful day, to morning.
Okay. You heard it here first.
So yeah.
If somebody,
you heard it here first.
If somebody was talking to you, you went from good morning to morning, your ass is in.
And I go all day without speaking?
Well, sometimes you be busy.
Not Monday through Friday. Because I work from home some days, so I can take a minute to, hey, what's up?
Hey, big head.
Oh, I don't big head people. That's corny. For me, that's corny. I'm not saying it's a corny statement. But for me, that's corny.
All right. So break it down to us about.
Break it now.
Party life is a no for you.
It's a hell no. To the no, 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 hell no.
Okay. And friend zones, what's your final thought on friend zones?
My final thought on friend zone is it's okay to change your mind about wanting to date someone. It is respectable to tell them and not let someone think one thing when you're thinking something completely different, especially when it comes to dating.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs to be on the same page. So
from a woman's perspective, how would you like a man to come to you if they have changed their mind about dating?
Davina, I think you are a wonderful human being. I just don't see a future with you and I. For you can give me the reason, you cannot give me the reason. And I would like to continue a friendship with you if that is okay with you. If it's not, that's totally fine. But I would rather tell you now and we deal with it, mm-hmm. then you, I tell you in the future after feelings may grow deeper.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. That actually sounded very professional. Thank you. Well, for me, poly life, if it makes sense, then go for it. I'm never the one to tell you to not try something that's going to better your life or bring happiness or bring more fun to it. So if you want poly life, go for it.
You introduce it?
Would I introduce it?
Mm-hmm.
If a woman was comfortable enough to the fact that I knew she had a thing for women and she would, then I would probably introduce it. But it would definitely be a conversation between both of us deciding on what, if that would be beneficial to us in our household together.
Okay.
And plus, I just think that if we're going to do poly life, I would definitely have to be married already, because she would have to have no doubt that in her mind that I'm her number one, that she's my number one, and I'm, you know, that ring is on her finger, and whatever we do after that is just to see if we want to add or not, but just to make her feel secure in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely want to make sure she's my wife if I do that.
Okay. And friend zones.
Friend zones, they come and go. They have different lanes. They have different zones. And we all get friend zoned every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just have to watch how we talk to people.
Absolutely.
Sometimes what we say to people can turn them completely off and make them not want to talk to you or change the way they view you.
Correct.
And how they view being with you.
Or dating,
yeah. So with friend zone, you just have to be acceptable to anything.
Right.
Don't be afraid of rejection. It's going to happen one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if he's honest enough to tell you about it, then enjoy it and just be acceptable for it.
Okay.
Take it in.
Take it in stride.
Take it in stride. Okay. And don't be bitter.
No.
Because sometimes some feel.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself.
Did you hear the interview she gave over the, I forgot what show she was on, and the ladies asked her, hey, Fantasia, why in your new shows you don't sing Free Yourself? And what was the other song she had about men? I think it was Discomfort or something like that. So those two songs is mostly about freeing yourself from a man. And she said, I don't sing them songs because I'm not in that stage of my life anymore. So I know those are good songs in here, but I want more and better, and I sing the songs that relate more to what I'm going through now. I respected that decision. Even though I love how she sang Free Yourself, though, but, you know, maybe I'm quoting it wrong or something.
I get what you're saying, but real quick on that, I think as an artist,
sing the song like a real name, man.
Sing the songs that your fans want to hear.
Yeah.
Because they came to specific. Because a lot of people go to, not, I mean, I only go to Beyonce concerts, but.
Lord have mercy.
Damn.
See, that's because you go to only Beyonce concerts.
You got to sing the stuff. Like, that would be like Mary not singing heartbreak songs if she get remarried. What's happening in the world?
I mean, Mary, that's just the singer that Mary is. She's always going to sing some heartbreak songs. Most of us, even when she was happily married, she was singing heartbreak songs.
Right, exactly. So I respect Fantasia's married and she's submissive to her husband. I've seen all those interviews. Kudos. But you still have to give the people what they want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. If I was going to see Donnell Jones and he ain't sing... It's 3:15.
The baby,
no,
girl,
not that one. He always sings that because that's what ladies always want. But if he don't sing, it's 3:15, girl. What's gonna be? Sure, you wanna rap?
Oh, that's
my
okay.
joint right there. We've been talking since 2, girl. What you gonna do?
Okay. Right, oh, look at you getting into the songs.
Yeah, I'm
I know. Humongous.
But yeah.
Okay. Time out. Before I even get to your handle, real quick, mm-hmm. Fellas.
Uh-oh.
Fellas. Stop asking girls for their IG instead of their number. That shit is corny.
Fellas.
That's corny.
Fellas. Don't get the IG, get the number.
You want to follow me, but you don't, like, that's corny.
But you know what, though? Because women are giving us them text-free numbers that don't last long. So they don't want the number because it might be fake. So that's why they ask for your IG.
That's corny. Or are you asking for my IG because you want to see if my extended back is out in my chest? I'm just saying.
Jesus, fix it.
What's your IG number?
You go first.
We gotta go.
You go first.
My IG is Davita J Artistry. Our IG is Tims underscore and underscore stilettos. You can follow us on Twitter at Tims and S, Facebook and Tickety Talk at Tims and Stilettos. Okay. You ready?
I'm Humble King 79.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Well, thank y'all for joining us.
Thank you. And we'll see y'all tonight at
marvelous episode of
You Forgot Fun. No, and amazing.
That's you. I wasn't doing you completely.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. All right, I'm gonna go. Thank y'all so much for listening to Tims and Stilettos. As always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm Omar.
You're not the funny guy?
Oh, the funny guy. The funny guy. I'm sorry. I'm really exhausted. This shot is really making me tired.
Okay. And I have to go to the bathroom. So I will talk. You told him last week that that's what I do as soon as we get off. So I will. We will. Yes, we will see y'all later. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.
Later, y'all.